Kevin's story is a story that we hear on a day-to-day basis. It's a very sad story, and you can almost hear the pain and anxiety in his voice, and he comes across as a very strong person, and they're the type of nurses that we need in our health service. The ways we can make whistleblowing easier, safer in our health service is that of all the agencies that Kevin listed, all the agencies that are supposed to protect whistleblowers, they must do what is put in place for them to do to protect whistleblowers. They have all the legislation, they have all the documents, they have all the policies which state how you whistleblow.
Doesn't seem to work here, though,
it,
does it?
It doesn't work at all, Wendy, it doesn't work at all. In fact, the Health Minister, Edwin Pooch, released a memo in March 2012. The memo was outstanding. It's a great piece of advice to healthcare workers. But it's not implemented on the ground. We hear from midwives, we hear from community care assistants, we hear from nurses, we hear from like the whistleblower in the Cherry Tree case last week, that when they do raise concerns, they're subject to some of the most horrendous forms of bullying and victimisation that then is extended to their personal life, where their family suffers, they lose their career, and also financially, as Kevin said, he's started to save money